Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're just going to check in on the fallout from Storm Éowyn, and to get the latest on water restoration works, we'll be speaking to Head of Water Operations at Uisce Air and Mark Attridge in a few moments. But first, on power, we're joined now by Siobhan Wynne, Regional Manager with ESB Networks, who's on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Siobhan.
Afternoon, Colm.
How many people are still without power at this stage?
So we've 460,000 customers are currently without power. That's down from a peak now, 768 yesterday. Our crews are out on the ground. They've been out all morning restoring power and assessing the damage out on site.
And what are we looking at in terms of full restoration of power? Is that a matter of hours or days?
Oh, it's certainly days for a lot of customers. So we would be hoping to get large numbers of customers restored over the course of this weekend. But for the really badly impacted areas, we will be looking like it over a week for those customers.
And any complicating factors on the horizon weather-wise to allow your crews to operate? And you might answer as well whether there's outside help being sought in terms of people restoring power.
Yes, so we are aware that there is further impending weather on the horizon. We're monitoring it, and we will assess the whether that's going to impact us. It may hamper our restoration effort, but we will continue and we'll just assess it as we go along. Okay. So it's just something to keep a watching brief on. We have been in contact with other utilities in both the UK and in other European utilities. So we're just awaiting to hear back from them in terms of their own damage and whether they're going to be able to release crews to us.
Okay.
I would just mention one thing just from a safety perspective. We are aware that there have been a couple of potentially dangerous incidents out there where members of the public have unknowingly come across fallen conductor, maybe buried, deep, hidden underneath trees, and they didn't realise there were wires there. So we just really want to emphasise the fact that it is really dangerous. Be extra vigilant. And if they do come across wires, to please report them to us on our emergency number.
OK, Siobhan Wynne, Regional Manager with ESB Networks. Thanks very much. We're also joined by Margaret Attridge, Head of Operations at Uisce Air. Now, Margaret, what's the situation with the number of people without water this lunchtime?
Good afternoon, Colm. At this lunchtime, there's approximately 120,000 people across the country that have no water. Now, there are an additional 150,000 people that are now being supplied with schemes where we've got generators out. They've been plugged in by our crews. So people now have water back in those locations, albeit there isn't power back to the treatment plants yet. And we do have, yesterday we did flag about 700,000 people that were at risk. These were additional treatment plants where we had no power to operate the treatment plants, but our storage and our reservoirs kept people going in supply. Now we have reduced that number by about 400,000 down to 350,000 people, and we're working throughout the day, working closely with the ESB to prioritise power restoration, working our own crews working to get more generators out, and by the end of the day, in locations where we can't get water back into production, we will be looking to mobilise alternative water supplies by the way of tankers to local communities to provide some form of water to people in areas impacted.
What are the worst affected areas, Margaret, and how soon will the worst affected areas have their water restored?
We're very much the worst affected areas are Galway, the northwest, Galway, Mayo, Donegal, and then down into Westmeath, Longford, Tipperary. We are very much dependent on power being restored to our treatment plants. Like you had heard from your previous speaker there, that there is an awful lot to do to get power restored right across the country. So what we're focusing on is getting generators out to the sites, and this takes the pressure off the ESB. And we will get water back quicker.
Just very briefly, if you could, for where tankers are being brought into play, how do people find out whether they'll be in operation in their area?
If they go onto our website, www.water.ie, you can find the locations of where tankers will be located.
Okay, Margaret Attridge, Head of Operations at Uisce Air, and thanks very much for speaking to us today. Now back to our panel in studio. I'll go to, or rather in the Foyle studio where Pádraig McLoughlin is. Pádraig McLoughlin, of course, a tragedy struck in your own constituency. Casper Dudek was killed on the road. I mean, that highlights the danger that was presented over the course of Storm Éowyn. Have you been in touch with constituents in the local area? And obviously, people must be distraught at that tragedy.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking tragedy, and I understand he was returning from work in the early hours. I mean, obviously, it's impossible to have everybody, with their cars parked up in a situation like that. So, it's just a terrible tragedy. And in terms of the wider impact in the county, at one stage, 90% of homes lost their electricity connection. So this is unprecedented, the scale of it. As we speak, tens of thousands of homes are still without power, and many homes are without a water connection too. And then there's snow in the higher area. So it's a huge challenge, and obviously we're in contact with the emergency crews. They're working their way through it as best they can. The one thing I do want to say, Colm, though, is whenever the dust settles on this, these storms are now not rare, unfortunately. They're regular occurrences. It's not that long ago, Storm Dara, and hundreds of thousands of homes disconnected, some waiting over a week. So we just need to look at the resilience of our network. We need to look at our water infrastructure. This is a regular occurrence now, and we need to just learn whatever lessons can be learned. And in terms of personnel and staffing, we need to look at that too.
Okay, Paul McAuliffe, in terms of the Simon Harris, the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, was saying that Defence Forces are assisting ESB networks, civil defence on standby. But in terms of supports for people whose homes have been damaged and who are experiencing disruption, do you know what's under consideration at the moment?
I do, and first of all, my condolences to Casper and his family. And I think the orange-red warning system meant many people were prepared, but as Porrick said, it's not something... It's a terrible loss of life, and our feelings are with those people today. Look, the humanitarian assistance scheme, which Minister Cleary made available this morning, is available to people. It's a means-tested payment for people who have damage to their home. I know the Taoiseach this morning said that he'd received an update from the chair of the National Coordination Group, and that the government will be making decisions around particularly businesses that are impacted. Like, many businesses facilitated people to work from home where they could on Friday, and I suppose we should thank those businesses for that too, because it did mean that more people were able to put themselves in a safe position. So I think the government is dealing with it. We've made emergency provisions, as I say, through Minister Cleary, and people should contact their local welfare office in order to avail of that.
And who should businesses contact briefly? Well,
there hasn't been a final decision on business, and the government will be making that decision over the coming days. The Taoiseach has given a commitment to that.
Okay, my apologies to Gary Gannon and Jennifer Kavanagh, because that's our lot for today.